Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, May the 3rd, 2023. I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight we are talking about World Press Freedom Day that was observed today across the world. But first, a look at the cause. Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change firebrand lawmaker Mr. Job Scala was today fined $600 for obstructing the course of justice. The Zengeza West Member of Parliament was also sentenced to a wholly suspended 6 months prison term on condition of good behavior. He was asked to pay a $600 fine by May 5 and failure to which he will spend 6 months in prison. The state alleges that he published a video urging mourners to avenge Mo Blessing Ali's death during a funeral wake. Scala denied the allegations. Let's hear Scala speaking in court after his conviction before sentencing.
I have become accustomed to selfless sacrifices for the betterment of those I lead. My commitment and dedication to the national cause is a calling that I will never abdicate from, notwithstanding the persecution I encounter as the czar. It is a dedication to strive and seek for a just society where men and women, rich or poor, the poverty and the poorest, the affluent and the downtrodden, will live in equality and happiness. The security of persons is at the core of my heart. No form of injustice or persecution will move me, not even an inch, away from the cries of the people. Let me be labeled a villain today. Let the murderers of Mo Blessing Ali and my tormentors be the heroes of the moment. Posterity will judge me. History chapters are replete with these kinds of oppressors. Oppressors read from the same script. I am neither the first nor the last to be nailed for seeking justice for the downtrodden. That is the only crime I have committed. I did not seek to defeat justice. Far from it. Justice in the eyes of the oppressor is injustice to the oppressed. If I am guilty of seeking universal justice that is accessible and applicable to all regardless of status, let the oppressors celebrate. They have won the battle, but the war will be won by the people. I have been in detention under solitary confinement since the 14th of June 2022, shackled in chains like a terrorist.
That was Zengeza West Member of Parliament and CCC Member Mr. Job Scala speaking in court after his conviction before sentencing. And now to our main story. Zimbabwe joined the world in commemorating World Press Freedom Day, although journalists marked the occasion yesterday at a function organized by the Media Institute of Southern Africa Zimbabwe chapter, or MISA Zimbabwe, in Harare. Although the Zimbabwe government has abolished laws that oppress journalists, such as the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, or AIPA, and the Public Order and Security Act, POSA, it brought in the Freedom of Information Act and the Data Protection Act that were signed into law in 2020 and 2021, respectively. These two new laws have seen three journalists being charged. Zimbabwe is ranked 126 out of 180 countries in the Reporters Without Borders World Press Freedom Index. Kwazeva Tereri, tinosangana nasi musi wechitatu, 3 Chiwabu 2023, muchirongwa cheLive Talk Diaspora Forum, chatinotarisa zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Nasi tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezuva remashandiro evatori venhau rakasununguka ranga richicherechedzwa pasi rose reWorld Press Freedom Day. Mukutamba, mukufamba kwa mushita nguwa, tishitarisa nyaya, zemitemo muzimbabwe, kurugunzi ne wano tayo kurugira kwa zero, zewa toriwe nau, mitemo muzimbabwe kunyanga kwa garasi kwa mimwe, kune mitemo mimwe ichiriko, iriku tsimbirira, kuti wano, wange wachi taza kutora nau, waka sinunguka. At a time, the media is abuzz with fake news. Africa Check, in partnership with U.S., State Department are conducting a two-day fact-checking and verification masterclass course for journalists in Bulawayo. Africa Check researcher Keegan Leach speaks with the reporter Anastasia Ndlovu.
Hi, I'm Keegan Leach. I'm a researcher at Africa Check in South Africa. We do fact-checking ourselves, but we also try and promote the practice of fact-checking and verification, not just with other journalists and media organizations, but among the general public. We believe that these are vital skills for ordinary people who need to be able to trust the information they read in order to make everyday decisions.
When did fact-check start?
Well, Africa Check has been around since late 2012. We're the continent's first independent fact-checking organization, and now we have offices in four countries across Africa.
How is the training going on in Zimbabwe?
This training is fantastic. I've enjoyed it, and it seems like the other participants are enjoying themselves and getting a lot out of it as well.
We are making world press freedom day. What's your comment on that?
Well, press freedom is what makes fact-checking possible. Being able to share and easily access information makes it possible for us to verify things and know that we can trust what we're reading.
Uyangari mshandi we Africa Check wa Keegan Leach wachitaura pamsoro pekukosha kwekuongorora mashoko kuti ndecho kwadi here kana kuti kwete pamwechete nezuwa re World Press Freedom Day vanga vachitaura nemutori wenhau Anastasia Ndlovu vari muBulawayo. Let's hear from Mr. Caba Machaze from Mr. Zimbabwe, who is speaking about issues affecting journalists in the process of doing their work.
Besiqala sibhalelana sikhuluma ngasese sizama ukuthi sibone ukuthi singenza. Sizacela ngokuya kwesikhathi ukuthi sihlale phansi sibe le public meetings lapho esiqhumuza khona ama-journalists labantu abavele emahofisini kahulumende ukuthi sikwanise ukuthi sazane ukuthi simingaphi, sazane ukuthi why bengafuni ama-journalists angeni. Enyuziday ngiyakwazi bake bahlala phansi le ministry angazi nxa into zabo sezilungile. But lati as the minister says, but the government is that I let's just take a look. So right and
Let's now hear from Information Portfolio Committee member, Mr. Shakespeare Hamauswa, who also spoke about media reforms at yesterday's Mr. Zimbabwe function.
18. You know it kuti pange paine inganzi muchirungu guaranteed press freedom and guaranteed media freedom. Sakaita kuti media freedom ivepo yakaiswa mu constitution yedu. Chimwe chakaitwa ndeche kuti se parliament ne hurumende ya Zimbabwe takapakaita ma reforms not ma media reforms akaita kuti ku ite kunatsurudzwa kwemitemo yakanga iripo yakanga ichidzvanyirira vatapi nevashambadzi venhau. Takaonawo mitemo yakafanana na Freedom of Information Act wakaiswa muna 2020. Tikaona zvakare Broadcasting Services Act ichiuyawo. Tikaonawo zvakare hurumende ichipa maraisenzi kune anonzi ma community radio stations. Tikaona zvakare mutemo ya wainzi aipa uchi vandudzwa kuchiuyawo Freedom of Information Act nemimwe mitemo yakadaro. Zvinhu zvatakaonawo zvichiitika muZimbabwe izvozvo. ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatakaona kuti hurumende yaita zvakanaka. Chimwe chatakaonawo hurumende iripo yakaita vanonzi mapost cabinet briefings, avari kupawo zvinenge zvabuda mucabinet pose pavanenge pasangana makurukota ehurumende nemutungamiri wenyika. Izvo zvakuitwa kuti vanhu vawane information yekuti zvii zvanga zvichimbotaurwa mucabinet imomo.
Manzwa kubva kunhengo yekomiti yeparamende inoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko vaShakespeare hamauswa vachitaura pamusoro pemitemo yakavandudzwa nehurumende. Let's take a brief break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that just joined us, this is the Live Talk Diaspora Forum coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about Press Freedom Day. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is consistently ranked low in global press freedom indices, and journalists have been subjected to intimidation, harassment, and arrest, and even tortured for their work. Analysts are saying the situation in Zimbabwe is a cause for concern for press freedom advocates and are urging the government to respect the rights of journalists to report on matters of public interest without fear and reprisal. They are also calling for the international community to continue putting pressure on the government to uphold press freedom and protect the rights of journalists. On the other hand, the government says it respects the constitutional rights of journalists and has never denied journalists foreign or local accreditation. To discuss this matter tonight, we are joined by Mr. Zimbabwe Director, Mr. Tabani Moyo, who is in Harare, and Mr. Kudzai Muchenjekwa, who is the program officer at Gender and Media Connect, who is also in Harare, and also Ms. Wayne Musabayana, who is the African Union Head of Communication based in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Tinotenda. Tinokugamuchirai amai Musabayana kuchirongwa chedu.
Maguta.
Tinotenda zvikuru. And first to you, Mr. Moyo. Today, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in commemorating World Press Freedom Day. What can you say about the situation in Zimbabwe?
Well, I think what is key is to highlight that we are in the 30th year of commemorating the World Press Freedom Day, and this year's theme is key in that it is predicating the enjoyment of human rights to the anchoring pillar being freedom of expression and the extension media freedom as a propeller in terms of mainstreaming the enjoyment of the other rights. Now, coming to your question, it has to be contextual. Today, we saw the release of the index by Freedom Reporters Without Borders, which highlights that there has been significant progress in Southern Africa, with almost six countries out of the 15 that are ranked are sliding, while the remaining on a positive development. Zimbabwe is one of them that has marginally improved according to this rating. and they say it moved from 137 to 126, which means 11 points up. But what is key to underline is that most of the factors that can actually derail that positive development are yet to be practicalized. That is the impending PVO protection bill, which is yet to be signed into law. The amendment of the Criminal Law Codification Reform Act, which seeks to criminalize locals from engaging foreign embassies without government approval. And by and large, the unpredictable nature in which the journalists continue to work in the country. But today they are free. The following day they are in a barrage of attacks. The following day they are arrested. As we spoke yesterday, we highlighted that in the year 2022, we recorded 36 cases of violations of journalists being intimidated, harassed, arrested. Compared to 2018, for example, in election year, which we recorded 32 cases.
Thank
so Zimbabwe is a moving target and a very fluid one.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Mchenjekwa, your organization, Media and Gender Connect, specialties gender and media issues, particularly looking at female journalists. What can you say about the situation in Zimbabwe with regards to female journalists?
Thank you very much, Mr. Jonga. Well, I think looking at considering that we are now, you know, celebrating 30 years since we started commemorating the Press Freedom Day, I think we have made some strides in terms of, you know, giving women a platform as journalists to have, you know, their stories are heard, and also allowing women to hold you know, significant positions within the media houses. So looking at, you know, the landscape of the media industry in Zimbabwe, we can certainly say that we have made some bit of progress in terms of, you know, having women, you know, playing a role in terms of, you know, youth dissemination. But however, looking on the other side, we still have issues where we think we need to really together as civil societies and also even the government to ensure that we increase the safety of female journalists as they go and, you know, gather and report to you. So for me, I think it's there is progress. At the same time, there are still gaps that we still need to, you know, work on to ensure that we elevate women and we allow women to, you know, fully participate within media industry without, you know, without being afraid of going out there getting news. So that is it from our angle, General Media Committee.
Thank you so much. Please just stay on the line. Ms. Mtsabana, what is the African Union's position on press freedom?
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm really grateful to be able to join you to discuss the framework that the Continental Organization has put in place to protect the freedom of expression, access to information, and the safety of journalists. So these issues are not new to the African Union. You are aware that before the African Union, we had the Organization of African Unity. And those founders that founded the Organization of African Unity adopted the charter that is called the African Charter on Human and People's Rights. And that was adopted in 1981, and it was a landmark document because it was very distinct from the other human rights-based charters that existed before, and it granted specific human and people's rights to African people. So within that charter, there is the Article 19, which states that every person has the right to access to information and also the right to receive information and also the right to disseminate information within the law. So these issues of access to information, freedom of expression, as well as safety of journalists, have a long history within the statutes and charters of the African Union. So it is, and our human rights framework is one of the best in the world in terms of the protections that it guarantees to individuals, which also obviously includes the journalists.
Maybe I can give you, or I can throw a follow-up question on you, Mr. Msabayana. Are you seeing African governments considering or respecting that charter that you spoke about?
I am not really in a position to comment on the performance of individual member states. What I can do is to bring light to the fact that there are instruments that have been made by the government of Africa, and we know that we have 55 of them, and they have adopted these very progressive soft laws as well as enforcement mechanisms that serve to protect human and people's rights, including the rights of journalists.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. We are bringing our first caller. Hello? Hello? Diana Barbarunari? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Magadi Changamiri.
That's my master.
Dakasimba, is it Andiani?
Elijah.
Mukoma Elijah, Murukupi?
Elijah. This is South Africa.
South Africa. Nyatu Kurukura, Kucherechezwa. Kwezua, Re World Press Freedom Day, Rangarichi, Cherechezwa, Nasi, Ne Pastirose. This is Amgada Kutawa, now Zimbabwe, Rapane Rapanenungua.
Come again. Rangarichi, Zareti.
World Press Freedom Day.
Maybe Zanda like that. This is a Russian is a number one upon that. This a number some.
I was not. As Nachakai Pamba, to not end as Kuru, thank you so much. Thank you. Regai tizokere kuna vamoyo. Vamoyo, tishitarisa mashandiro anuita wa toriwe na muZimbabwe. Nemi temo ya tulikunzwa, ilikunzi yaga visko ya gata sana aipa ne mingweyo. Ase kuchisiko mingwe. Pane shandu kwele ilikuoneka. Nukutulikuona uti muZimbabwe muna 2020 yakanga ilipa namba. Ndofunga 130 yaka zenda pa namba. Gorera pera yaka zenda pa 137. Gorerona yanda pa 126. Pagwaro re Reporters Without Borders kurangiza kuti pari kuita shanduko. Muri kuona here zvichifambira na shanduko dziri kuiswa kumitemo idzo neshanduko dzatiri kuzoona dziri kuonekwa nenyika dziri kunze idzi.
Aiwa tinodaira kuti hazvina kunyanyo kupombira kuti shanduko iri nyanyo kubatika kasi shanduko iripo. Zvikurusa nekubva kwakaita mutemo weAccess to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, uchibiswa iwo neFreedom of Information Act, inova iyo inenge yakatisunungukei kudarika aipa yange iri panzvimbo. Asi zvazvinozoshatawo ndezvekuti tinofamba chidanho chimwe chete kuenda mberi, toita zvitatu kudzokera shure, nekuti imwe mitemo yaakuda kuunzwa ngeiri nyaya kuchipisa inoyandambotaura. Inonge ichizonge ichirambidza vanhu muZimbabwe kutaura nezvitarwa zvekunze zvisina mvumo dzevamuhurumende. Kasiwo zvakare taonawo kuti paitawo kamusiyano kuchigana kwatiri kuita nemapurisa pakutanhaurirano dzekuti vatatu venhau vachengetedzeki vatenderera nyika yose maprovhinsi yose ari gumi nemapurisa kuburikidzana spokesperson neofisi yacommissioner general. Vachisimudzira zvikurusa kuti tinge tichiperedza nyaya dzinoita kuti majournalist ange achimbunyikidzwa achivhiringwa paanenge achiita basa. Saka naizvozvo tinoti shanduko iripo kasi iri kuvhiringwa nezviri kuitika painenge yasiita tifambe chidanho chimwe chete zvitatu todzokazve kutodzoka shure.
Tinotenda. Thank you so much. Vamuchenjekwa, tichitarisa mashandiro ari kuita vatori venhau vechidzimai, matambudziko avari kusangana nawo mubasa ravo ari kusanganikwa nawo mukuita basa chete here kana kuti vanosanganawo nematambudziko iko kumakambani kwavanoshandira kumahofisi kwavo?
Maita basa chekutanga ndoda kuti zvatiri kuupemberera World Press Freedom Day, freedom kana kuti kufaranuka kwevatori venhau hakutangire pavanobuda kunotora nhau mumastreet kana kuti kuchii. Inotangira pavanoshandira ipapo mumaorganizational mumamedia house mavo imomo. Kutarisa madzimai emu anoshandira anotora nhau muZimbabwe vari kusanganiswa nematambudziko akafanira sesexual harassment mumamedia house avo. Hino vaizokonzeresa kuti vasakwanise kunge vachibuda vachienda kunotora nhau dzavo nofanhunge vachitora noneva kuti vanenge vachidzvinyirirwa mumamedia house imomo.
Ndikubatsei muromo vamuchechi bandire urombo taita muteerera ari parunhare. Ndinodzoka kwamuri tinzwe kune muteerera. Halo. Yes, makadii?
Tinosimba, makadiiwo ikoko?
Takasimba, ndofunga nauya tiri kukurukura maizwa nguva dzakutiza ngoti dimu tinzwewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ini semuonera ndiri kuita kuvatori venhau havasi kubatwa zvakanaka. Vari kushungurudzwa. Tine pazhinji patinoona kana vana vahopewo mabatirwo avanenge vachiita vakada kutora nhau vachibudisa zviri kuitika munyika pajekerere vanombunyukidziwa. Vachiita kunge vanoudzirwa kunzi ngatiite zvakati, musabudisa mapuraizisi anoitika kunyanyise kune zvematongerwo enyika. Vanototora vane kutya. Dzimwe dzenguva tinoona vanorohwa nemapurisa, dzimwe dzenguva vanorohwa nemasoja. Asi ndiwo mutemo, mashandiro avanenge vafanira kuita ndiwawo chewo. Vanofanira kubudisa zvinhu zvese
zvinoitika
zviri pachena, pachena, zvisina kuvanzika.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Nguva yedu ndo yakudyana. Regai ndipe mukana uno kuna amai Musabayana. Mr. Musabayana, maybe you can explain to us. We understand that the African Union is going to hold a conference in Zambia next week. Tell us more about this conference.
Okay, thank you very much, Majita. Pataitwa meeting inonziyo African Media Convention. Ichange ichiitwa ku Lusaka ku Zambia kubva musi wa 11 kusvika musi wa 15 iyo mwedzi unoyu. Saka meeting iri in the context yema celebrations of World Chest Media Freedom Day anga achiitwa. I think the main celebrations dzanga dziri ku New York nhasi. Asi the African journalists vachasangana ku Zambia next week. Saka vari kusangana vachitarisa ivo mimwe musoro wenhau inoti shaping a future of rights, freedom of expression as a driver for all other human rights. Saka vanenge vachitarisa nhau dzakanangana nefreedom of expression, neaccess to information, uyezve nesafety yemajournalist. But vachaendazve kuti vaone kuti nhau idzi dzefreedom of expression idzi dzekushanda kwevashandi vanotora nhau dzingaita sei kuti dzigone kudiscasa zvinenge zvine mukurumbira nemutsindo wakati wandei palevel yecontinent rather than just pamacountries.
Epedza henyu taakusvika iri kumagumo.
Makusvika taakusvika kumagumo. Alright, ndanzi ndangotaura kuti zvavari kukarira kubuda nazvo ndezvekuti vari pakuintrisa awareness nekudzikidzana kwavo nedzihurumende nemamwe madecision makers kuti vakuti nyaya yefreedom of expression chive chiri chinhu chinotambirwa munyika dzese dzemuafrica.
Thank you so much. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank all our guests, Mr. Thabani Moyo, Mr. Zimbabwe Director, Mr. Kudzai Muchenjekwa, Gender and Media Connect Program Officer, and Ms. Wayne Musabayana, African Union Head of Communication, who was also from Ethiopia, speaking with us from Ethiopia. And I'm saying a good night to you, Zimbabwe. This is Jonga Kandemiri. Let's meet again tomorrow.